You are Locked On Phillies, your daily Philadelphia Phillies podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What's going on, guys? It is Tuesday, March 26th. I'm Tim Kelly. This is Locked On Phillies here on the Locked On Podcast Network. We have a great show again for you today. We're going to talk to Darian Howard, who is Ryan's son. Darian talked about the triumphs of his dad's career, winning an MVP, winning a home run derby, winning the World Series, some of the tribulations such as his reaction and Ryan's reaction to when he tore his Achilles in the 2011 NLDS and how he knew that that would always affect his dad for the rest of his career. And then Darian's also a hell of a baseball player himself, so we're going to talk to him about some of his own baseball career. Before we get to that, I do want to remind you guys, you can listen to Locked On Phillies on the brand new podcasting app, Himalaya, as well as Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify. And when you get in your car, tell your smart device to play Locked On Phillies. Now, if you missed, I recently did tweet out a video of Ryan Howard cheering as his son Darian hit his first home run of his varsity season. It really was an incredible video because you think about Ryan Howard, who hit 382 career home runs, hit almost 60 in a season once, and he had a childlike joy watching his son hit a home run. It was a special moment. I talked to Darian about that and about some of the trials and tribulations of his dad's major league career. Let's take a listen to that. So you were along for the ride with your dad for a lot of the greatest moments of his career, but this video of you hitting a home run and him cheering in the crowd like he'd never seen a home run hit before, it kind of flipped the dynamic. How cool was that for you?
I would say that's probably one of my personal favorite moments from my baseball career thus far, just simply because knowing what he's been able to accomplish at the highest level that could possibly that he could possibly compete at, and still for him to find so much joy in coming to my games and wanting to root me on, it was definitely a super cool experience for me.
So I couldn't help but notice that while you're a right-handed hitter, you have virtually the exact same batting stance as your dad. Was that something he showed you, or did you just naturally pick it up after watching him?
I would definitely say I just naturally picked it up. With my baseball career, my dad's always been pretty loose about me kind of finding my own way and doing things. Him obviously wanting to help me be successful, but not have to do exactly what he did to be able to achieve that. I did switch hit growing up just because I did want to be a left-handed hitter with power just like him, but always growing up, I guess I was just right-handed dominant, and I guess that's what stuck. But I would definitely say I modeled it after him, just him being like the role model that he is to me, but I wouldn't say that he forced it upon me.
You attend Pace Academy in Atlanta, and you are a senior. You're committed to Wallace State in Alabama. What position are you most comfortable at, and how far do you think you can take your baseball career?
I play first base, third base, and outfield, and if I'm being 100% honest, I would say I'm equally comfortable at all three positions, because at the end of the day, whatever we already have at those positions, I can play somewhere else, and I just hope that it gets me on the field. So I feel like I've really dedicated my time and effort in being able to be comfortable at all three of those positions in order for me to play regardless. But whichever one of those ends up being the most successful, I mean, obviously the goal is to be able to carry on the legacy in my dad's footsteps, but also at the same time leave a legacy for my name at the MLB level. So that's the goal in which I hope to take it.
Your dad certainly left that beginning. He won the Rookie of the Year in 2005, and then in 2006 was obviously a special year. Let's start with the Home Run Derby in Pittsburgh, which was kind of his national coming out party. What memories do you have of that event? Were you there, and what do you remember of it?
Yeah, I was there. I think I was about 5 years old in Pittsburgh when he won it. I would say I only have one big memory from it, And I just remember being on the field, rooting them on, like just thinking how cool of an experience it was to have my dad be participating in that event. But when he was going against David Wright in the last round, he was just sitting next to me, and we were just talking, and he asked me just to kiss his bat for good luck. So I kissed the barrel, and he went up there and won it. And I thought at the time I had some kind of magic to do with that, but I mean, obviously it was just his skill. But me being 5 years old at the time, that's probably the only memory I have, but one of the best ones I have.
That's a pretty good memory, though. 2006 as a whole, your dad won the National League MVP, and really, he had a historic season hitting 58 home runs. Mike Schmidt had the previous record at 48 for Philly, and Mike Schmidt's one of the greatest hitters of all time, and your dad blew that away. Were you able to understand at that time how special what he was doing was?
Oh, absolutely. Mainly because if you look at the statistics, like him hitting 58 home runs, I mean, you look at the guys that are underneath him, they weren't necessarily too close to him. So I think just from that standpoint, you could definitely tell that it was a special season that he was having for sure.
You fast forward two seasons later and the Phillies won the second World Series in franchise history. There's a great image of your dad tackling Brad Lidge after the final out. You were a few years older at that time. What did that moment mean to your dad and to your family?
I would say to him, that's probably one of the greatest achievements he could ever have in the baseball world, because aside from all the personal statistics that a lot of people aim for, I can say that me knowing him as a person, I know that a World Series ring means a lot more to him than setting any personal franchise or MLB record. So for him to be able to go out and win a World Series with all of his best friends on the team, I think that it was very well deserved, and there's definitely nothing, maybe very little, that he could put above that moment. So for him, and just for us supporting him as a family, we all feel the same way, that that was one of the most special things to happen in his career.
We'll get to the second half of my interview with Darian Howard in just 1 second, including his thoughts and what his dad's thoughts were after Game 5 of the 2011 NLDS when the Phillies were eliminated and his dad tore his Achilles, which forever altered his career. But first, guys, after you're done listening, sharing, and downloading Locked On Phillies, BlueChew.com is the perfect place to head if you are having any trouble in the bedroom. BlueChew.com, that's blue like the color blue. BlueChew brings you the first chewable with the same FDA-approved active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, so you know they work. Why pay more just for the name brand? Now, this isn't just for guys who can't perform. It's for any guy who wants to add extra function and enhance their performance in the bedroom. Blue Chew is prescribed online, and it ships straight to your door in a discreet package. So no in-person doctor's visits, no waiting in the pharmacy line, and best of all, no more awkwardness. They're made in the USA, and since Blue Chew prepares and ships direct, they're cheaper than going to a pharmacy. You can take them anytime, day or night, even on a full stomach. And since they're chewable, they work up to twice as fast as a pill, so you can be ready whenever an opportunity arises. Right now, we've got a special deal for my listeners. Visit BlueChew.com and get your first shipment free when you use our special promo code MLB. Just pay $5 shipping. That's promo code MLB. Again, that's BlueChew.com, B-L-U-E, like the color, BlueChew.com, promo code MLB to try it free. Blue Chew is better, cheaper, and faster than the other choices. Your dad's career had a ton of special moments. Like any other player, though, it had some down moments. Perhaps the worst moment in Philly's history was when he grounded out to end the 2011 NLDS. He tore his Achilles in the process. For as difficult of a moment as that was for many Phillies fans to watch, I'm sure it was 1,000 times worse for you and your family. What do you remember thinking at that moment, and what was ultimately the reaction of your dad the first time you saw him after that?
Well, I wasn't there in person. I was actually in Kansas City with my mom, and I remember watching it on TV. We went out to eat, and it was on at like a little local sports bar there, and I just remember watching him ground out, but the original camera shot didn't see him like come up limping or fall down or anything. So I was just like, oh, he grounded out. They lost. That sucks. I feel bad. Obviously, it was upsetting me loving the Phillies so much when you played on them. And then the camera still kind of just showed the Cardinals celebrating a little bit, so I still had no idea, and it finally panned over to him. I just saw him on the ground, and I wasn't sure what was wrong with him, so I didn't know exactly how bad I was going to feel about it, but I called him afterwards, and he told me what happened, and it was pretty devastating. I knew that that was probably going to affect his career in the long run, because a lot of previous athletes to have that injury don't really come back the same. But I think he went into the whole recovery process with a very optimistic attitude, wanting to be able to come back and perform at the same level. So I don't think it was a setback mentally for him. But, yeah, it was very devastating for everybody.
The final game of your dad's career, and there haven't been a lot of special moments since 2011 from the Phillies, but the final game of his career was on October 2nd, 2016, which in the grand scheme of things, the game itself was not particularly important. But before and after the game, he spoke, he received multiple standing ovations. There's great pictures of him and you walking off the field for the final time. Is that a day you'll always cherish?
Oh, absolutely. Me being able to go to the ballpark with him in Philadelphia for so many years, I was kind of like my second home. Just like, kind of came second nature to me to just wake up and go to the field with him throughout the summer and get close with all the guys and all these memories that I was able to create over the years. I knew that it was the end for him, and at the same time, it was the end of something for me as well. So it all coming to an end for him was. It was a very special moment, me being able to walk off the field with him for the last time in his career.
So the final question, your dad will be welcomed back for an official retirement at Citizens Bank Park this summer. He'll eventually be a Phillies Wall of Famer. You grew up here, at least for portions of the year. I saw you post on Instagram the other day that you were excited that the Phillies had signed Bryce Harper. What does the Phillies organization and the city of Philadelphia mean to you and your family?
A lot. Like, I can't really put it into words, but just the opportunities that I was given, being there with my dad, are certainly ones that I can't take for granted. Just me being able to come to the city every year and have it feel like another home to me, and for him to play with that one team for so many years, it just kind of like taught me my first love for a team in the sports world. So the city of Philadelphia, I mean, I may not be there as often as I once was, but it definitely will always have a special place in my heart.
Darian Howard, who is Ryan Howard's son, but he has a hell of a baseball career going himself. Darian, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Special thanks to Darian Howard. I've gotten quite a few interview opportunities in the past few years, but this really was one of my favorites. And if you enjoyed it as well, there's a text version of that on PhilliesNation.com that goes into some different angles of the story. So you can check that out there as well. As always, you can check out my work on PhilliesNation.com, on 94WIP.com. You can hear me producing sometimes on 94WIP, doing a million different things. You can follow me on Twitter at Tim Kelly Sports. I enjoyed this trip down memory lane talking about Ryan Howard's career. He's obviously one of the most accomplished Phillies of ever, really, but certainly of the last 10 to 15 years. Tomorrow, though, we are going to get all in on the 2019 Phillies. We're going to break down the National League East. We're going to break down the Phillies' chances of winning the division and making a run if they were to get to the playoffs. And where we stand on a couple crucial guys. So I'm looking forward to that. I will catch you guys tomorrow. As we stay locked on Phillies.